Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Caterine Legato and James Jennings.
Hello, lovely people. Welcome to another episode of The Australian Ghost Whisperer. Hello, Caterina.
Hello, James, and hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And as you can see, we have some props on today's episode. We have some salt, some water, and a glass. And I will let Caterina explain what is happening.
Okay, so I thought you'd like to for me to demonstrate something really fascinating for you all to help you. So what I actually have here is sea salt in crystal form. Now, we're going to do a cleansing ritual of our names. When you think about the energy of your name, and some people don't even like their names, others are like, no, I like my name, but let's look at the energy of our name. You know, we have signed our names for so many contracts. We've signed our names when we, you know, went to school, when we went to college, when we went to uni. We've signed our names for things that we didn't like, divorce papers or, you know, some sort of legal proceeding. So think about your name as something that has accumulated so much energy, good and bad. And so the very essence of your name is still carrying all of that energy of the past, and it's the energy of the present and the energy of future things to come. So we're going to use salt today, salt and water, and I'm going to show you how to cleanse your actual name in order to free yourself up from any negative signatures that you've done in the past, but also to free you up from all those holds that your name may have. So to negative documents or things that have, you know, kept you bound in some way or form that you've not felt you've been able to liberate yourself from. So it's very powerful. In the past, I've always said to clients when they're feeling like they've got a lot of negative energy around them, and I do this also, you know, I will always suggest, you know, have a lovely salt bath, because it's just like when we go to the ocean, you know, we feel so refreshed. It's where the water and salt come together. So you know how cleansing and purifying salt is. So therefore, it's the same thing when we're using it in this very powerful ritual. And I've done it, and I can say that I have felt so many enormous shifts of good ways from my own energy. So before we start, I think you want to kind of illuminate the audience about the history of salt.
I do.
Yeah, I do.
And I know what you're thinking. I'm going to skip this video. The history of salt sounds like possibly the most boring thing in the history of the world. But I promise you, it is actually really interesting. And I'm going to be quick. So let me just bust out a few facts about salt for you, just to give some context to why salt is actually such an important mineral. So it is actually a natural crystalline mineral, is what rock salt ultimately is. And the ancient Hebrews, Greeks, Romans, Byzantines, Hittites, Egyptians, Indians, they all treated salt with high importance. It was revered. It became an important article of trade between cultures. And in some cultures, it actually became currency. So people used it as money. So that just gives you a little bit of an idea that salt, we take it for granted, obviously, because it's everywhere and we have it on our table for food or whatever. But it's far more
important. It's very sacred. It's almost like a sacred mineral of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And look, in terms of importance, the scarcity and universal need for salt has led nations to actually go to war over it, which is pretty wild. Yeah. I did not know that.
Yeah.
And, of course, it's used in religious ceremonies and other cultural practices and rituals. The ancient Egyptians, Greeks and Romans invoked their gods with offerings of salt and water. And some people actually think that is the origin of holy water in the Christian faith. Mm. So as you can see, there's a whole lot more to salt than you might think. It's considered a very auspicious substance in Hinduism and is used in particular ceremonies like housewarmings and weddings. It's believed to ward off evil spirits in Mahayana Buddhist tradition. And in Wicca, salt is symbolic of the element earth. And again, it's also believed to cleanse an area of harmful or negative energies. Mm. So salt ain't to be messed with. It is very important. So I'm excited about this ritual, and I have no doubt that it's going to do good things for us and for you viewers and listeners as well. So talk us through it, Kat.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hello everyone, James and Katarina from the Australian Ghost Whisperer here. Just letting you know that we are now doing house and business clearings. We've been having a lot of inquiries, so I thought we would let you know. If you don't know what that is, Katarina, please explain.
Yeah, so a house or business may be haunted or have stagnant negative energy from previous owners. Maybe someone's put the evil eye on you, or you're dealing with psychic attacks, curses, or demonic interference, which may cause physical and spiritual illness to you and your family members. I'd like to also let you know that I've written 2 books on the paranormal, and I'm highly experienced in the process of cleansing and clearing these disturbing interferences and turn your place into a loving, light-filled sanctuary.
Katarina is also available for healings and exorcisms if that is something you may need. And if you'd like to read some testimonials from Katarina's satisfied clients, you can do so at her website, which is katarinalegato.com.au. We also did a video recently where we cleared a house of spirits, and we have a response from the very happy owner. We'll put that in the comments below so you can see a link to that. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so via email, which is australianghostwhisperer@gmail.com, or you can give us a call on 0404-258-949. And we are based in Sydney, but we're also happy to travel interstate, and we are absolutely happy to help.
Happy to help, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, so what you're going to need for this ritual is some sea salt. It's really important to use sea salt because it is a much higher quality, therefore it is a much higher frequency than using normal table salt. And it's only a couple of dollars in the supermarket. You don't have to go to a fancy store or anything like that. So that's what I've got here. You'll also need a glass, a clean glass, some water. And for this ritual, you're going to need a piece of paper, just a small piece of paper. And on that paper, you're going to write your full name. So the name that you were given at birth. If you changed your name along the line, include that name. So your middle name, so your birth name, middle name, and surname, and any other names that have been given or you've given yourself along the line, okay? So we start with our crystal salt, and we get a clear glass, and we place the crystal salt in the glass until it's almost just a little over half full. Remembering that crystals are, I feel, just so much more prettier, and I just feel I get a more stronger kind of energy from crystals than the fine, especially when using it to do a ritual like this.
Mm. so that you definitely don't use the cheap table salt.
It's get yourself some really nice crystal
rock salt
crystals, because it is crystals. And remember that why I'm also using the sea salt is that it does help with grounding. So it is from the earth, and it is an earth element, and we are looking to change the energy of our names here on this earth plane, because beyond the earth plane in the realm of spirit, it wouldn't be so important. So I've added the salt, and then we're going to add the water. So making sure that the water just covers the salt just a little over.
So it's a pretty generous helping salt.
Mm-hmm. And you can see I've just really covered the salt.
Yep.
Before we do any ritual, it's really important to get focused, to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and just feel yourself becoming centered, calm, and peaceful. And invoking the presence of Prime Creator God. It's really important to always invoke the presence of God before beginning any ritual, and asking for the divine love, light, and protection of Prime Creator God to form a beautiful ring of love and light all around you. And then you take the glass and hold it with both your hands, and just again feel the presence of Prime Creator God in your heart chakra. Feel that love. Feel that light. Feel that divine spark within you. And just feel your love coming together with this beautiful sacred salt and water. And this is a beautiful way of blessing the salt and water. And also, like, it's like you're putting your signature into this salt and water. You're putting your essence, your energy, because this salt and water is going to work for you. So you're making it your very own special magic for you. And you can just sit and hold it for a few minutes, just invoking the love, the light, the peace, the blessings in your salt and water, until you feel like it will feel different. Your energy will feel lighter and brighter, and the salt and water will feel as though it's almost merging with your heart, and you're becoming part of that as it is becoming a part of you. And we give gratitude to our beautiful Mother Earth for providing this gift of salt and water to us. It's always important to acknowledge her love for us. And then when you've finished, put it down and write your name. Just cut a small piece of paper, white paper. Make sure there's no lines or anything else, and just write your name, your full name, middle name, and any other names that you have used throughout your lifetime, okay, on this piece of paper. Once you've written that down, you place this water inside of your glass.
Oh, paper inside the glass.
Sorry, yeah, I'm so sorry. You put the paper inside your glass of water and salt. You hold this once again, and you feel that connection to your heart. Taking your time with it, and you're asking the salt and water to cleanse your name of any and all binding contracts that you have signed throughout your life, knowingly or unknowingly, that they be cleansed and purified. You are also, I am cleansing my name of all my ancestral pain, suffering, the bloodline of our ancestors, where, you know, their suffering, their sickness, their illness, whatever they've gone through. You are cleansing your name of all ancestral pain, suffering, struggle, poverty, ill health. I am cleansing my name of any divorces that I have gone through. I'm cleansing my name of any past relationships where I'm still feel connected. I'm cleansing my name from any people who use my name for to speak badly about me, jealousy, any evil thoughts, any evil deeds that has been done to me. I'm cleansing my name of any witchcraft, any evil eyes. I'm cleansing my name of any debts, of any struggle. I'm cleansing my name of any struggle that I have held on to. I'm cleansing my name of any fears that I've held on to. I'm cleansing my name of any blocks, anything that has been standing in my way. My name is cleansed of all of those things. And you can go on and on about any. So this is the general drift that I'm giving you. You just go on, think about anything else where your name has been used. And that can be things that you know of or not know of. And you hold this glass until you feel, you'll actually feel a shift in your energy. Once you felt that shift in your energy, you take the name, your glass again, and you say, now my name is blessed. My name is love. My name brings me abundance. My name brings me joy. My name brings me whatever it is, a new career. My name brings me success. My name brings me infinite blessings. My name brings me prosperity. My name brings me wealth. And again, you go on and on until you feel you've asked for everything that there is to ask for. And honestly, you do this now for 1 week. And you do it, I like to do it at night before I go to bed, but you might think I'll do it in the morning, or you might want to do it morning and night. But at least once a day, you just take a few minutes and just continue to affirm and command that my name is cleansed of all negative things, of all negative ways, that in any negative ways that my name has been used, okay? And then you do the positives. Once you've cleared, then my name is now blessed with love, wealth, prosperity, my new career. When my name is used, it brings more love to me. Wherever my name is being said, it brings more love to me. So that's the general drift of what you do. And you will absolutely find yourself feeling so much better, sleeping better, feeling clearer. You might feel that fog that you've probably had in your head, the confusion, because all of that energy has been a part of you for so long without you knowing. And that's what sometimes people say to me, I feel so foggy in my mind, I can't make decisions, I can't decide about things, I feel so blocked, I can't shift out of these blocks. And this is a very powerful way of cleansing your name. And that means that then you're going to hold your name in a much more sacred space. You're going to feel more positive about your name. You're also affirming that everyone that uses your name, it will bring you more love. It will bring you more peace. So again, you're manifesting very powerfully the way you want to, you intend for your name to be used and what it means for you. So very simple. So after 7 days, it's really important to just throw the water salt down the sink. You can repeat the exercise. You can leave it for a week, a month, whenever. And you just do it time and time again whenever you feel that, you know, you're going through some stuff and you need to cleanse. And you can also remember, do it feelingly. Do it from a space of love for yourself. Do it from a space of faith for yourself. And you will ultimately get some really amazing results as far as cleansing. And like I said, I've always said to clients, you know, you're feeling a little bit stuck, or you're feeling like you've been in a very negative environment, you know, have a nice sea salt bath. You know, add a nice cup of sea salt into your bath and just soak for 10 minutes. It's very cleansing. I do that also. And maybe that's something you can do before and then you start your ritual. So enjoy this. And if you do have enjoyed this ritual, and please let us know the difference that you have felt that it has brought to you. And also, you know, let us know if you'd like a few more different versions of different rituals that I can show you to help you along the way in your life. Okay.
Sounds very good. I've got a question, Katerina. Mm-hmm. So when you've got the salt and the water and your name in the glass, mm-hmm. are you just using that same salt, water and name
Every day.
Every day? You're not like tipping the water out?
No, and you keep this for 1 week. Yeah. And just place it in your bedroom. If you have somewhere that obviously, you know, you've got kids or pets, you don't want someone to spill it over. So if you need to keep it in your wardrobe, or you can keep it by your bedside table, just keep it somewhere where people aren't going to be picking it up. All right? You want it to keep it somewhere where it can, you know, just be there without anybody else touching it, spilling it, kind of picking and going, what's that? So just keep it somewhere private. It's okay. Really important.
Yeah. Okay, good advice. So there you go, people. Salt has a sacred purpose. It's not just something that's good to put on your hot chips and fries.
It's a very sacred exercise that I think you should all give it a try.
Love it. Well, as Katarina said, please let us know in the comments or even email us and let us know if you've done this ritual and have had some positive results. Again, we've got plenty more rituals up our sleeve if you'd like to see some more. And Kat, anything else you'd like to add before we go?
No, I think that's it. So just enjoy the exercise, and you know, you might feel that it will bring up emotions for you as you're going through, you know, naming things that you want your name cleansed from. You know, let it out, breathe it out. If you need to stop while you're doing this, which if you get really overwhelmed with emotions or begin to cry, that's okay. Just let it all go. Give yourself time. There's no rush. There's no, you know, you've got to do this within 5 minutes. Obviously, I've done it quickly to show you today, but you can sit with it and take your time with it. The more of your love, the more of yourself that you put into this, the more powerful this ritual will become for you.
Fantastic. All right, good luck, people. Look forward to hearing from you, Katarina. Thanks for sharing with us.
You're very welcome, James.
And we will see you all again next time.
See you next week. Bye, guys. Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.